Giovanni's Cafe.
Well, here we are in Rome. The sun is shining, and we haven't got a care in the world.
Yes. Rome is so beautiful.
And it's such a beautiful day.
This square looks lovely in the sunshine.
And it's so nice sitting here with you. No trains to catch.
No telephones to answer.
No boring business people to talk to. You know, this is the first holiday we've had for 5 years. Since we were married.
And it's our first visit to Rome, too. It's like a second honeymoon.
Yes. And now we're alone together. With all the time in the world.
Yes.
Just you and me. And romantic Rome.
Yes. Excuse me, do you speak English?
Yes.
May I sit here?
Yes.
Thank you. Just a minute. It's Geoffrey. Geoffrey Burton.
Good God. Teresa Pilkington.
Geoffrey, darling. How lovely to see you. It's been so long since we...
Teresa, this is my wife, Dorothy.
Oh, your wife. Delighted to meet you. So you know Geoffrey, do you? Oh, yes. Geoffrey and I are old friends, aren't we, Geoffrey?
No. Yes. What are you doing in Rome, Teresa?
You're old friends, are you?
Oh, yes. I've known Geoffrey for years and years, since we were both young and innocent.
Goodness me! Look at that remarkable statue!
Geoffrey! Tell me, Miss Pilkington, what exactly do you mean by young and innocent?
Well, darling, before Geoffrey met me, he was just an innocent boy.
Yes, we met at kindergarten.
Oh, Geoffrey, you know that's not what I mean.
Well, what exactly do you mean?
Good Lord, look at that magnificent telephone box.
Geoffrey!
Well, you don't see telephone boxes like that in England, do you?
Oh, poor Geoffrey. Before he met me, his life was so boring. He was a student at an awful college in the mountains, and he hated every minute of it.
But, Geoffrey, you told me you loved that college in the mountains.
Oh, yes, that's because he met me there.
What? At the college?
No. In the mountains.
Now, Dorothy, I think we'd better go. The Colosseum closes at 6 o'clock, you know.
Sit down, Geoffrey. It's only 11:30.
Yes, I remember that day so well. The day that we met. The mountains were so beautiful. The sky was so blue.
And Geoffrey was so green, I suppose.
Green? What do you mean?
Green. Young and innocent. Just the way you like them, I suppose.
Well, really. Excuse me. Goodbye, Geoffrey. Delighted to have met you, Mrs. Burton.
Teresa,
Goodbye, Geoffrey.
Oh, dear.
So, before you met her, you were just an innocent boy. You told me I was the first woman in your life, and I believed you. And I've been so honest with you.
Yes, Dorothy.
I've told you everything.
Yes, Dorothy, I know. I was the first man in your life.
The first and only man, Geoffrey.
Waiter. I'll have a martini, please.
Certainly, Lisa. And for you, madame. Dorothy.
Giovanni.
Dorothy.
Giovanni?
Dorothy. It's wonderful to see you again.
Dorothy, have you met this man before?
Well, Geoffrey...
Dorothy, it must be 5 years.
6, Giovanni. 6.
And now, you've come back to Rome.
Come back? What's he talking about?
Well, Geoffrey...
Come with me, Dorothy. We've got so much to talk about.
Yes. Excuse me, Geoffrey.
Dorothy... Dorothy!